Do you believe in Jesus' real presence even though you have not been able to place your hand in this in his human bodily side? This is Father John Hollowell. This is the second Sunday of Easter. And this is a part of the Rise Up series. What we have in today's gospel is obviously this story where Jesus appears to the disciples and Thomas is not there. And so again, Thomas doesn't actually believe until he's able to place his hand in the side of Jesus. At the end of the gospel, he says that blessed are those who have not seen and still believe. And I think that's all of us, right? We have not been able to place our hand in the side of Jesus's body, but in a lot of ways, we've also received a greater gift in being able to consume him in the Eucharist. And so again, I think we need to be thankful for that gift. Also in this gospel passage, Jesus talks about, he breathes on them, on the apostles, the Holy Spirit, and he says to them, whoever sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whoever sins you retain are retained. There's that's talking about the sacrament of confession. When we talk about sins that are being retained, there are several sins that priests are not able to forgive, but we have to ask Rome for permission to forgive them. But most of the sins, again, we're able to absolve in the confessional. And so, again, I think that's a beautiful sacrament of confession. And so, again, there's some questions down below that you can be discussing with your group. And again, know of our prayers. God bless.